Death is Your Radio Novel. Hello and a cordial welcome to another radio novel. Our story, 64th Street Safari, is about a rookie Irish policeman who found himself the hunted instead of the hunter. One of the people on his trail was a beautiful young woman who just wouldn't let him alone. And now to our radio novel, 64th Street Safari. I'm sure a great many people have been laboring under the impression that the life of a patrolman in a big city is one of constant high-pitched excitement, speeding after gangsters, rescuing fair maiden, bossing people around. Sorry to disillusion these people, but the life of the policeman can be just as routine and dull as that of any other man. Most of the time, they walk and walk, or they ride and ride down and around the same streets day after day. You can get tired of seeing the same people, the same cracks in the sidewalks, and hearing the same foolish questions, as one A.A. Callahan, rookie patrolman, found out.
Hey there.
What?
You having trouble?
I
know how it is. I can never open a door with an arm full of bundles myself.
Yeah, it's a hard.
Where's your key?
What?
Your key.
Oh. Yeah. Here.
Yeah, how's that?
Thanks.
I'm glad to help.
Well, good night.
Oh, just a minute.
Yeah?
You dropped your newspaper.
Keep it.
Well, thanks, as long as you're finished with it.
Good night.
Tall one, Mike.
Not while you're on duty, and you know it.
Now, I'm too busy being friendly to argue with you. And besides, I'm off duty.
All right.
And don't give me a glass full of foam.
You're paying for it. There. Why are you so friendly about it?
Orders. Lieutenant's orders.
Oh, sure, Art. Lieutenant knows you better than you know yourself. It's about time you took that chip
up. He was talking to all of us, he was.
So friendly you are. What's in the news?
Yeah, same old stuff. That nightclub hold up last week.
Ain't they found out Logston yet?
Will you shut up? Let me read my paper.
They know who he is, and still the whole force can't find
him. If I was a detective,
which you'll never be.
I could find this Logston.
Oh, you could, couldn't you?
I know right where to look.
Listen.
Well, I could.
Oh, what a laugh.
Give me a beer.
I could find him in a week.
What week?
I'm not so dumb.
You're dumb enough. Here's your beer.
I got on the force, didn't I?
Thanks.
They made a mistake in the exam.
Could you pass him?
Sure I could.
Anytime,
easy.
Dumb cluck.
Look who's
I
talking.
Won't argue
Nothing
with you.
Nothing to argue.
Oh, no.
Well, is there?
You a cop.
Detective.
I won't argue with you.
You know I'm
you
right.
You never was.
I always
Not
am.
Not once.
Every
I
time.
I won't argue
Every
with
time.
You. Oh, no.
Yeah.
You loafer.
Look who's talking.
I won't argue with you.
Well, who's arguing? Want me to put a head on it?
Nah. I gotta get home. Well, I see you tomorrow, Mike.
Tomorrow, Art.
I'll be here.
How much?
A thin dime.
Hey, you. Hey, copper.
Be friendly, they tell me. You want me?
Yeah.
Well?
How would you like to take a little trip?
Trip? Where to?
Wherever you want to go. Florida, California, Cuba.
Hey, what's the joke?
No joke. How about it?
Now, you run along home, mister. Sleep's good for things like that.
You don't want to go?
Well, I'd like a pretty new car, too.
Maybe you can have it.
Hey, what's on your mind, anyway?
Here, present for you.
Huh?
$1,000, cash, in small bills.
Well, what's it for?
For you, chum.
Yeah?
To take that trip on.
No, I'm not taking any trip.
Well, sure you are. You just said so.
Oh, I did.
The money talked for you.
Well, why should I take a trip?
Maybe you need a rest.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You sure you got the right guy?
Oh, you're the one, chum.
Fellas look a lot alike when they're in uniform.
I got the right one. Well?
Well, chum, I don't know what it's for, but I don't take bribes. Now, you beat it.
Oh, you don't want to make a mistake?
I'm making no mistake, and you're going to get in trouble if you go around trying to bribe policemen.
You're in trouble already if you don't make that trip, Chunk.
I'm staying right here. Now beat it before I think of a reason to run you in.
All right, if that's the way you want it. Nice to have known you.
On your way, Mac.
Okay.
Callahan started for his room on 64th Street. As he walked, he tried to figure it out. He mentally checked back on his beat to see if he'd heard about any dice games that might want protection. No, he couldn't think of one. He couldn't think of a store or building owner who needed $1,000 worth of silence. It was when he was almost to the brownstone where he lived when he felt that there was somebody on the street behind him. It was late and the street was practically deserted. He stopped and turned, but he could see no one. He started to walk again. Then he could hear the steps behind him echoing in the empty street. He was being tailed, all right. He walked to the next corner, turned around the building quickly, and waited.
Oh!
What's the idea?
What idea?
Why are you following me?
Following you?
Now, don't act innocent.
Well, why would I follow you?
That I don't know.
You're not that happy.
Now, never mind the jokes.
Will you let me by, please?
Not until I get a civil answer.
Don't make me call for help.
Now, look, lady, I'm a cop.
If you want, maybe you can arrest me for molesting an officer.
Wouldn't that look nice in a precinct blotter?
Shall we go?
I won't argue with you. Now, I live across the street. I'll go in, and you go home, and we'll forget the whole thing. Good night, miss.
Look out!
What?
You all right?
Where'd you learn to tackle like that, huh? Not at Vassar, I'm betting.
Well, that car would have hit you.
He didn't miss by much. Did you get his number?
No, I couldn't see it.
Well, that's the first thing you should always look for.
Well, he didn't have his lights on.
No lights. Streets ain't safe for anybody. But with these fellows who drink and drive and forget to turn on their lights.
Well, he swerved to this side of the street deliberately.
He did?
Right toward you.
You mean he tried to hit me?
He would have if I hadn't played football.
Well... Well, thanks, sir. Thanks.
Well?
Officer Callahan, sir.
Yes, Callahan.
I had some unusual things happen to me, sir, and I thought I'd better report them to you.
Go on.
When I went off duty last night, a fellow offered me $1,000 to get out of town.
Yes?
He didn't say what the bribe was for, just wanted me to take a trip.
No cover-up for anything? Gambling? Vice?
That's what I thought, sir. But there's nothing like that on my beat. And then, after I started home, a girl followed me.
A girl followed you?
Yes, sir.
What's your way with women, Callahan?
Oh, it wasn't that at all, sir. Then when I crossed the street, sir, a fellow in a car tried to run me down.
Did you get his number?
No, sir. It was kind of...
Don't you men ever remember instructions?
Yes, sir, but...
Get the license number. If you're dying, get the license number first.
Yes, sir.
We can't trace the car without the license.
What do you make of it, sir?
Make of it? What am I supposed to make of it?
I thought it was kind of strange, that's all.
Wait a minute. Aren't you the Callahan who's been pestering me with applications for the detective squad?
Yes, sir.
I see. Did anyone see this car that tried to run you down?
Yes, sir, the girl.
And did anyone see the girl?
Yes, sir, I saw her.
Anyone besides you, I mean?
Well, there was no one else on the street.
Mm-hmm. And the man you say tried to bribe you? No one else saw him either, did they?
No, I just come out of Mike's bar.
Now we're getting someplace. Mike's Bar and Grill.
There's nothing wrong with Mike's place, sir. I've known
wrong.
Mike for years.
You know the regulations.
Well, I was off duty,
How many
sir.
Drinks did you have?
Just a small beer.
A small beer. You've got a good imagination, Callahan, but the gag won't work.
Well, there's no gag.
Why in sin would all that happen to a simple headed patrolman like you, and in one night, too?
Well, now, that's just what I'd like to know.
Get out! Get out!
Well, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Callahan got out fast, figuring it was of no use to make the lieutenant angrier than he was. Later on that night, on his beat, while he was trying the doors along the business section, he got the feeling again. It was like his own footsteps were being echoed by the buildings. But the echo wasn't at the same speed. It continued down into the warehouse district. Callahan was getting annoyed. It was probably that girl again, and he turned to stop her when... The bullets hit the wall right where Callahan would have been if he hadn't turned back suddenly. They'd come from the alleyway across the street. Rookie Callahan ran up the street and crossed, throwing two snapshots into the dark slot between the buildings. Then he slid along the building wall toward the alley. He figured he was dealing with loft thieves and his shots had scared them off. Then when he started to slide across the edge into the shadows, two more shots came. Callahan triggered at the orange flashes and heard a grunt. Then everything was quiet. He pulled out his flashlight and walked back into the alley. The same man who had offered him the $1,000 was lying on the concrete with blood in his face. Callahan phoned in the details from the call box on the corner. He waited there till the prowl car came up. It was the lieutenant himself.
What? Oh, it's you.
Yes, sir.
Loft robbery?
I didn't check, sir.
Why not?
Regulations, sir. They read...
Never mind. Where's the one you shot?
Over here, sir, in the alley.
Caught him in the act, huh?
No, sir. He shot at me first.
Huh?
I was on the other side of the street, and this...
Where's the body?
It's back this way.
So he just suddenly shot at you?
Yes, sir.
Now, you tell me why, if you hadn't spotted them, they'd shoot at you. Well?
Well, what, sir?
Where's the body?
Why, right here...
Right where?
Well, it was there on the pavement near the wall.
Not even a bloodstain.
He must not have been dead.
Evidently.
He looked a mess, sir. I figured sure.
Or maybe there never was a body here. Well, let's get out of here.
Now, Lieutenant, I
thought I warned you about any more gags.
There was a body, sir. The girl was following me, and when I turned...
So, the girl's still following you, huh?
Yes, sir.
Then where is she?
She disappeared right after the shooting.
Why do they let lame brains like you on the force? I don't know.
It's the truth, so help
me. Callahan, this is going to cost you a suspension. You'll be lucky if it isn't permanent. Come on, Frankie. Let's get back to the station.
Now we'll see.
Will you quit following me?
Will you let me go?
Now out with it. What's the idea?
There isn't any idea. Will you please let go of my arm?
You're not getting away this time.
Maybe I don't want to.
Now, why wasn't you here when I talked with the lieutenant?
Wasn't important.
Important? You just cost me a suspension, that's all.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Come on.
Well, where are we going?
To the station. You're going to talk to the lieutenant.
Well, what good will that do?
You saw the shooting back there, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, it'll change a few things for me if you tell the lieutenant.
But I won't tell anybody what I saw.
Now, lady...
I can't seem to remember anything about it.
And I suppose you weren't following.
Yes, I was following you.
Well...
But I wouldn't tell anyone about that either.
Oh, me.
Well, it's not as bad as you think.
Oh, it isn't, huh?
Look, let's sit down on these steps.
All right, I got nothing to lose.
Depends on how you look at it.
Now, why was you following me?
Well, I was trying to decide if I should talk with you.
Looking me over, huh?
You might call it that.
Well, speaking of looking, you're kind of cute, all things considered. What's your name?
Anne.
Anne what?
Just Anne. Incidentally, what does the AA stand for?
Huh?
AA Callahan. That's what headquarters told me. Well?
That I wouldn't even tell my best girl.
Oh? What's she like?
Who?
Your best girl.
Well, she's got blue eyes and dark hair, almost black. It hangs down just to her shoulders. Has a beautiful sheen to it, like soft velvet. Makes you want to run your hand over it.
Yes?
Her lips are, well, they're full and rich with a kind of little pop to them, just to match her nose. Lips that when you kissed them... I had to find out, didn't I?
Did you?
Just like they looked.
Callahan.
Yeah?
You like the country?
Right now, I like anything.
I know a place up near Little Falls. I have some friends up there. Let's go there. You'll love it.
Well, when?
Now, tonight.
You know, I think that might be a good idea. Now, just a minute.
Yes, Callahan?
So you want me to get out of town, too, huh?
Well, I thought...
And I was falling into it just as easy as you
but
please.
But you'd like
no
it up there,
a man ain't safe anymore.
Oh, I don't understand.
Sister, I don't know what your game is, but I'm buying none of it. Do you hear? Not a single penny's worth. You can tell whoever sent you I'm staying right here. And he better try coming out open and honest if he don't want trouble. Now, on your way, and stop following.
Well, I hope you won't be sorry, Callahan.
I'll take care of myself. Just you keep out of my sight.
It's a public sidewalk, remember?
Is that your car outside, Mike?
It is, and don't go putting no tickets on it.
I want to borrow it for a few minutes.
Sure, but don't go using up all the gas.
Oh, I won't.
Drive along the river. They like it best there, Art.
Who likes what best?
The girls. Moonlight over the water. Of course, you're too dumb to be romantic.
I don't want to argue tonight, Mike.
Who's arguing? Here's the key.
Thanks.
Is she that girl who's following you?
No, and shut up about her.
So touchy is. I'd like to have a girl following me around.
Well, you can have her. She's right outside.
Is she now? Well, I think I'll take a look. She must be a terrible looker to tag after you.
You don't think she's there, huh?
I don't.
I'll show you.
All right. Where is she?
Right back near the corner.
I don't see nobody.
Well, she's there.
She is, huh?
Yeah.
Then why don't I see her?
You can't.
Can you?
No, but she's there, all right.
All right, do you feel bad? You coming down with a fever?
Now, don't you start it.
There's a woman standing up there by the
That's
corner.
That's what I said.
But you can't see her.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Now, Art, you better come in and... Art!
Hey, wait a minute, Art. Where are you going? Art, come back.
There were no cabs in sight, so Callahan knew the girl would have to do some running if she caught up with him now. Then a car came up beside him, just beside and not passing. It was a long car, big and heavy. There were two men in the front seat. They looked across at him, then one nodded. The man at the wheel pulled hard and their bumper jammed into Callahan's fender.
Well, that got him.
Having to do things of myself, don't I?
We better get out of here.
Take it easy. You want to be sure the cop is dead first.
I'll put one through his head, huh?
Nah, I got a better idea.
There's somebody coming down the street.
Drop a match and have gasoline.
Burn him, huh?
Get on it.
Sure.
Meet me back at the Roman. Get rid of the car.
Yeah.
Callahan was shaken up and pinned under the wheel, but he heard the voices. One was of the man who had offered him the $1,000, the one he'd shot in the alley. He knew the other one, too, but he couldn't remember from where. The car was on its side, and yellow flames were licking around outside the windshield. He could move his legs and arms, and he finally squirmed loose. He tried to push open the door on the top side of the car, but it wouldn't move. It was getting unbearably hot in the wrecked car. Rookie Callahan beat against the glass in the window where it was cracked, but it wouldn't break. Safety glass. It was now getting smoky. To breathe was painful. He had to get out or burn. The fire would soon reach the gas tank. Then he felt a rush of fresh air and a pair of hands were tugging at him. He squeezed up through the half-open door, fell to the pavement, and crawled away.
You're safe, Callahan.
Oh, you.
Yeah. Now you're glad I was following you?
Yeah. Thanks.
Are you burned?
Yeah, but not the way you think.
I was down at the other corner when it happened. I ran as fast as I could.
You see any guys around?
Well, that car that hit you drove off.
There was two of them.
Hey, you look a sight.
That other one, where was it?
You want to tell me about it, Callahan?
Tell you about it? That's just it. I got nothing to tell.
Oh, you don't expect me to believe that.
I don't care what you believe. You gotta go tell Mike about his car.
It wasn't your fault.
I know that voice.
What voice?
One of the guys in the car, if I could just remember where.
What would you do?
I know what I'd do, all right, and it ain't pretty to talk about. I hope Mike had it insured.
Maybe I could help.
The best you can do is get... No, wait a sec.
Yes?
You can help, sister. You put them guys on me. You're behind the whole thing. Or you know who is.
Go with me.
This time, now, you talk up.
You're hurting my arm.
Look what you did to me.
When they say policemen are supposed to be your friends, there never was one who was in the least friendly or courteous or
even... Hey, I think that's it. Be friendly. Public servant.
Where are you going, Callahan?
A little business.
In there?
In this brownstone. That's locked.
Break it down.
I don't want to make that much noise. Just ring one of those buttons.
What's the gun for?
For business purposes.
Oh.
Get it.
What are we...
Now, that's allowed.
What now?
I remember the key. First rear set.
Gal,
I may... You stand to one side now.
Trouble?
Maybe. Now, I have to break this one down. Get to one side.
Hey, what?
Get him up, you. Don't try it.
What's the idea of busting into my room?
Attempted murder.
Are you crazy?
Up to now, I thought I was.
Say... You're the cop who let me in the door.
I'm the one.
I don't get it.
Go ahead, play dumb.
There's nothing to play dumb about. You come breaking in here with your gun in hand.
I was expecting your pal, mister.
You shot my hand off.
Get up, the both of you. And there ought to be a prowl car down at the wreck. Run, bring him out front.
All right.
Now, out the door.
Hey, you're making a mistake.
You'll make one if you don't go out that door. Get moving.
And that's just like a dumb, lame brain patrolman going in and doing the whole job yourself. Why didn't you ring the station?
Well, there wasn't time, sir.
I know. There's always an excuse. You know who you brought in, don't you?
Well, it was...
I can't take that away from you. Benny Logsdon. 20 big-time stick-ups, 5 murders. And we can trace them all to his gang.
Yes, sir.
I should have looked into your report, Callahan, but it sounded phony at the time, you've got to admit.
It wasn't phony, sir. This guy...
I know. When you let him in the door the other night, he thought you'd remember his face, so he got to worry. All he could figure was to get rid of you before you remembered where you saw Benny Logsdon. If you'd have done more than crease his gunsel in the alley, we'd have had something to go on. Everybody knows Slip was Logsdon's boy.
Oh, yes, sir.
Still not clear about the girl, but that story sticks, too. Joe actually saw her. That's all, Callahan.
Yes, sir.
Callahan.
Yes, sir?
Forget about the suspension. I'll see what I can do about that application for the detective squad.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Callahan.
Oh, you.
Beat it. I want no part of... No, wait a minute. Where'd you disappear to?
Why, I took a walk.
On purpose, I'll bet.
Yes, Callahan, on purpose.
Well, you ready to talk to me, or do I take you into the lieutenant?
Why I followed you?
Among other things.
Well, I was going to kill Logsdon.
So that's it.
I've been looking for him for a long time. The nightclub holdup gave me the chance, knowing Slip.
Yeah, but why did you want to do a thing like that?
I had a sister, Callahan, kid sister. She went away with Logsdon. Then I got word she died in prison.
I see.
When you took me to his room tonight, I was sure I could kill him. I've thought about it so long.
But you didn't.
No. I guess I'm not a killer, that's all. And I feel better knowing it. It's like a cloud is lifted.
It has, all right.
Want a ride, Callahan?
What?
I got my car. I'm going uptown.
Oh, sure we do. Get in, Ann.
Well, where are we going?
We're going to Mike's place. At least I can offer for him to be best man. You think that's a good idea?
Oh, it's a... No.
What's the matter?
What does AA stand for?
Well, I wouldn't even tell my best girl, but the missus... It's Arden Aloysius, Callahan.
Oh. Well, I guess I can stand it if you can.
Well, it's a good Irish name. Uptown, Joe, and wide open. We're celebrating.
And so ends the radio novel, 64th Street Safari.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.